put when the name is the book. Does this sound okay? Sound okay?
Can you hear?
യുഗകർമ്മ പ്രവർത്തനു നമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ചരിതഭക്തി ദിയ നചമു ഭുവനം. Translation version from that. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nama Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four levels of living of devotional service. Text number 20. Apane karinu bhakta bhava angi kare apane achari bhakti sikhanu sabare. Translation of purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. I shall accept the role of a devotee and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. When one associates with a pure devotee, he becomes so elevated that he does not aspire even for Shashti, Sarupya, Samipya or Salokya, because he feels that such liberation is a kind of sense gratification. Pure devotees do not ask anything from the Lord for the personal benefit. Even if offered personal benefits, pure devotees do not accept them, because their only desire is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by transcendental loving service. No one but the Lord Himself can teach the highest form of devotional service. Therefore, when the Lord took the place of the incarnation of Kali Yuga to spread the glories of chanting Hare Krishna, the system of worship recommended in this age, he also distributed the process of devotional service performed on the platform of transcendental spontaneous love. To teach the highest principles of spiritual life, the Lord appeared as a devotee in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Om Jnana Pratimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakam Kakshurul Militam Yena Tasman Shri Gurudehe Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kajamaya Adati Swapadatikam Vanchakaupakta Rupyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravakavarna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm going to ask some questions so that you can give some answers, and also you can ask questions after we discuss some things based on your answers. These particular verses, prior and to come, is spoken by whom? So I shall read the verse again. This is not spoken by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He is quoting somebody else's speaking. So I shall be texting number 19. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nama Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four levels of loving and devotional service. Text 20. I shall accept the role of a devotee and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. So this is not Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He's quoting this quotation marks here, and it goes on to further verses. So who is speaking? Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, you said something?
Huh?
Yes, Lord Krishna himself is speaking from Goloka Vrindavan. Yes, it's true. Lord Krishna is speaking from Goloka Vrindavan. It's quite amazing. So, when some devotee read these verses, and you'll find that even verses after that is quoted from Bhagavad Gita, like text number 20. If you go to text 21, say 22. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bhata. So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking his own Bhagavad Gita thereafter. And then text 28, to deliver the pious, you know, Maritranaya Sadhana Vinashaya Chidiskritam. So he's quoting, Krishna himself is speaking Bhagavad Gita from Goloka Vrindavan that he spoke prior to that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita quoted by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. So one disciple of Srila Prabhupada was actually reading this. And he questioned Srila Prabhupada prior to Srila Prabhupada giving his lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam in a 7th canto, 9th chapter text 38 in Mayapur in 1976. So he was reading this and he said that it appears that Krishna himself wants to appear as Lord Chaitanya, because these are the verses directly by Krishna himself, like that. And then Krishna himself quoting another two verses like Paritranaya Sayuna Vinashaya Chajuskritam, just after that, two verses after that. She said, how is it that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago and now he is saying here that he wants to come again over 500 years ago to personally teach the chanting of the holy name and to personally practice practical Bhagavad Gita? Krishna is speaking. So how is that? So the disciple was speaking to Srila Prabhupada just prior to Prabhupada coming down to give the Srimad Bhagavatam class in Mayapur. So Srila Prabhupada said, this is a very important question, you are asking. So I will answer in my lecture this morning in Srimad Bhagavatam class. Okay. So Srila Prabhupada says, from the Srimad Bhagavatam class, very nice. He said, so Krishna taught everything for becoming Krishna conscious. But still, we are so rascal. We could not understand Krishna. Prabhupada is including himself as a rascal. Sorry. So Krishna taught everything for becoming Krishna conscious. But still we are so rascal, we could not understand Krishna. Therefore, Krishna came again and he quotes, "These rascals, they fail to understand me," that means Bhagavad Gita, "and now I shall teach how to become a devotee of Krishna by my personal behavior." Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada then simply concludes, he said, "This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." He concludes like that in that lecture. This is the fact. This is actually a fact that we cannot really practice practical Bhagavad Gita. We cannot. It's very, very, very difficult. Yeah. So Krishna himself says, "No, I think I gave them too much to, you know, consider to surrender to me first. Surrender to me first. I gave them a bit too much. So let me go and simplify the Bhagavad Gita in a practical way." And therefore Krishna, he personally speaks these two particular verses here. Yeah. That the Lord wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellow of love of Krishna, and he had simultaneously wanted to propagate to the whole world the platform of devotional service. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared for these two particular reasons. And the one particular reason is called, in spiritual terms, external reason, was to teach and to show how, by example, how to be a devotee of Krishna. And the internal reason is to experience love for Krishna in the other four mellows, rasas. So that means like conjugal love, parental love. What's the Sanskrit for conjugal love? Madhurya. Parental love? Vatsalya. And friends? Sakya, yes. And servants? Rasa. So these four rasas, Prabhupada is saying, Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya also to experience. We only know of one. And that the internal reason that Krishna is coming is to experience Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna, and to freely distribute that love of Srimati Radharani to the world. But here specifically, Prabhupada is saying in the purport that he has come to experience the other four mellows, not just the love of Srimati Radharani, internally, and it comes out incidentally, externally, by the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now I have a question. Why is Srila Prabhupada saying that we are so rascal that we really could not understand Krishna in Bhagavad Gita? Why is that? Strong word, eh? Someone knows that? Where microphone? There's another microphone, this one.
Because we are not fully surrendered to Krishna. In trying to understand Bhagavad Gita.
Okay. Good. Somebody else? That's good. It's difficult to fully surrender to Krishna. That's true. Somebody else? Yes. Yeah.
Because
Sir pointed out, it's because we are so much attached to the material world. So that's why we cannot follow the laws of Krishna. Extreme attachment.
Okay. We are not giving up the attachments to become attached to Krishna. So in other words, he is saying that we should become attached to Krishna and surrender to Krishna, so automatically we become detached. There's no separate effort to become detached. That's what you're meaning? Good.
Yeah.
So we are not ready to surrender because we are attached to our other desires in the material world. Good. Anyone else? Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably because even though we have Bhagavad Gita, we have access to it, we read it sometimes, even try to follow it, we still don't want to give up our own self on our attachments as much as... we are acting like spoiled kids. Even though we know what's right sometimes, we don't want to make that conscious choice of doing the right thing.
Yes. So he's making another nice point, third point, that we take Krishna for granted. Srila Prabhupada told one influential Indian man, he said, don't think Krishna is your next door neighbor. Don't think Krishna is your next door neighbor. You know your neighbor. So that's how we take things for granted. That is true. In another lecture, my voice now, you have to increase this volume because you put it low. Hadid. Which one?
Just take the cordless system.
You put this low now. You have to put it in low. Hadid. Is that okay?
I'm not in
your kitchen. Hadid. Maybe that's better, right? Okay, thank you. In another talk, Srila Prabhupada's disciples are at times very innocent because they're dealing with a devotee, Srila Prabhupada, that is definitely, far surpasses their own consciousness. Yeah. So sometimes they would ask questions in innocent and naive ways. Okay. So one time one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I'm initiated by you, I'm following everything nicely, like that. But every time I chant Hare Krishna, I don't know why I'm actually chanting Hare Krishna. But he's chanting. But I don't know why I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Okay. And Srila Prabhupada said, you don't know? Okay. And Srila Prabhupada said, you should know that it is confidential service to Lord Chaitanya. That makes a big difference now. It is confidential service to Lord Chaitanya. Nice, very beautiful lecture, obviously. So then the disciple, he carried on a little bit more with Srila Prabhupada. I have that in my notes and notes. This part, like that. So then he asked Srila Prabhupada, so if I just chant Hare Krishna whole day and whole night, I'll become like a confidential associate of Lord Chaitanya. Because that's how he kind of understood it. Srila Prabhupada said, no. What did I say? You remember what Prabhupada said earlier? I told you already, correct?
It's confidential service
to Lord Chaitanya. So that is confidential service to Lord Chaitanya. But why are you saying confidential associate of Lord Chaitanya? It's confidential service to Lord Chaitanya. See? So there's a little bit of a difference. So that difference is when the devotee told me the exchange. When I was in Vrindavan serving this 17 years ago, I said, how did you decode it? He said, I understood that I'm not qualified to be a confidential associate of Lord Chaitanya. I understood like that. But when I chant Hare Krishna, then I understand that I'm serving Lord Chaitanya, even if I'm not a confidential associate of Lord Chaitanya. I said, perfect. Because we are rascals. We are rascals. But that's how. So, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples is a very nice a devotee. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada, he had some special relationships with different types of devotees. I think. So he was one of the first ones that Srila Prabhupada sent from America via Montreal to... sorry, that's part of my medicine. It makes the eyes water. It's not some ecstasy or something. No. Just the material part. So, his name is Ashama Sundar Prabhu. He completed the first volume of a recent book called Chasing the Rhinos with the Swami. Chasing something like that. He completed one book, very beautiful, one of the best written books about Prabhupada's pastimes. So he was serving in England, you know, in 1969, when he and his good wife, Malati Mataji, with their 2-year-old daughter Saraswati, with you know, Gurudas and Mother Yamuna, and then Mukunda and Janaki. So these three couples went to England.
So we are comfortable with
one. No, no. What's going here?
Nobody here?
Can't hear that.
Okay.
Who cannot hear? Tell me. Who cannot hear? Oh, he's putting two speakers.
Okay.
It's okay now? So then, Shyama Sundar Prabhu, you know, he was doing so much of service. So much of service. With Srila Prabhupada and the other two couples, with his wife and, yeah, in other words, trying to spread Krishna consciousness in the UK, London and so forth. Yeah. So some local devotees joined, some local disciples joined. You know, Srila Prabhupada, and they got initiated. Yeah. So then one devotee, you know, he accepted like Shyama Sundar Prabhu like his role model, you know, because Prabhupada was not there. So Shyama Sundar took great care of him. Okay. But he noticed one thing. that he never really saw Shyamasundara Prabhu chanting his japa. You know, this beatback. Yeah. Because that's important. Yeah. So, when Srila Prabhupada came to London, again, he requested that he meet Srila Prabhupada. You know, and he came to see Srila Prabhupada. I won't mention the name of the devotee. So he started complaining to Srila Prabhupada that, you know, I accepted Shyamasundara Prabhu as my role model, but you know, I'm noticing that he's not chanting his japa. You know, I don't see him doing that. Yeah. And Srila Prabhupada immediately, like finishing with a fire, he said, you should never criticize an advanced devotee. So how? He has a valid and a reason, right? Yeah. He has a valid reason. So then he went to Shyamasundara Prabhu and he said, I'm really sorry. I didn't know you're so advanced. So forth, you don't need to chant Hare Krishna, you know, and things like that. Yeah. He said, why are you telling me this? So he explained his exchange with Srila Prabhupada. He actually explained his exchange with Srila Prabhupada. So when he went to Srila Prabhupada, Shyamasundara Prabhu, he said, is this true that you told him that, you know, that he should never criticize an advanced devotee like me? Then Srila Prabhupada said, yes, but that is for him, not for you. So then Srila Prabhupada said, but you don't have to worry, I will always take care of you. So sometimes there's a kind of special prerogative, So that is also that we should be careful not to misuse that special prerogative. Because, you know, it is not really easy to chant Hare Krishna, but although it is not easy, but it is, who knows the way? It's not easy, but it is. It is simple. Not easy, but simple. So, in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna, he manifests himself as Srimati Radharani in order to exhibit his internal pleasure potency. Out of the many extensions and expansions and incarnations of the Lord, this pleasure potency, who knows the Sanskrit name? Sanskrit, come on. It starts with H, but it's not that the H. Ladini, some say Haladini, Ladini Shakti. Yeah. So out of all the extensions and the expansions and incarnation of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada says that this pleasure potency is the best and the foremost. Prabhupada says it's the chief. Yeah. So then it is not that Srimati Radharani Srila Prabhupada said is separate from Krishna. It is separate from Krishna. Krishna can make Radharani separate, not us. Not us. We should know that. So we should be very careful not to just be involved in Radha Bhav. You have to be very, very, very careful. So Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna can manifest himself as Srimati Radharani to exhibit his internal pleasure potency. So in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada calls Radharani internal pleasure potency. So Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in another place. He gives very nice analogies about this. He said, just like the fire, it emanates heat and light. See? But there's no meaning to heat and light if there's no fire. See? And there's no meaning with association with fire if there's no heat and light. You cannot associate fire, but you can associate with the heat and light. Similarly, the sun's rays to the sun, or fragrance to musk. Krishna's Kaviraj gives these three examples. So now, Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna does not call Radharani she. Just as you cannot say that the heat and light that's coming from the fire is feminine. It cannot be. So, one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada this particular question, very nice question, in relation to Lord Chaitanya. In the preface to the Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada writes some words, something like, you know, and people in the Western world, they may ask, you know, in the first Krishna book came, you see Radha Krishna painting, you know? So Prabhupada said that when they see that cover of the Krishna book, they'll ask, you know, who is that boy? See? And the next question they'll ask, and who is that girl? Because they like to ask questions like that. Because they are conditioned in the male and female aspect of sense gratification of the material world. So then Srila Prabhupada said, that is the only language I can use for you to understand, he told the disciple. He says, if I say boy, girl, if I say boyfriend and girlfriend, your ears will go up. Let me hear more. Let me hear more. Yeah. And Srila Prabhupada, in this conversation, he says something like that in the preface to Krishna book. Do you have Krishna book in your phone? Let's see. Who is this boy? And who's the girl standing next to him? But in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada says very clearly, it's not that Radharani is separate from Krishna, just as boy and girl are separate in the material world. And then Srila Prabhupada makes a statement in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He says, Radharani is also Krishna. Radharani is also Krishna. So that puts an end that she's female. You know, we say she, now I'm using the word to explain. Says Radharani is also Krishna. For there is no difference between the energy and the energetic. Just like there's no difference between heat and light and the sun. Or the fire. And Srila Prabhupada, similarly, without Radha, there's no meaning to Krishna. And without Krishna, there's no meaning to Radha. Read loudly. Preface, right? It's in the preface. Yeah.
In the Western countries, when someone sees the cover.
Okay, give it to me, give it to me. You should know that Srila Prabhupada's words are simple, but they're very deceptively simple. What page is this? First page?
Yes.
Right in the beginning. Very nice. Srila Prabhupada quotes one verse. Nivritti tashai upagiyamana. Oh, what do I do now? Press here. Something wrong.
I'll just make it bright.
Make it big. The light will go off.
Yeah, it will go off in a minute.
What am I doing?
Hopefully it will come.
Where's the verse? It's the verse. Okay. So this beginning of the preface, nice verse. Nivritita-shay upagiyamana bhavo sadachatra mano viramat ka uttama sloka gunanuvada puman virajyanta vina pasuvyad. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 10.1.4. And then in the first three lines practically. In these Western countries, when someone sees the cover of a book like Krishna, he immediately asks, who is Krishna? And then he'll ask, who is the girl with Krishna? Exactly. So right there, the first and the preface. Very beautiful. So Srila Prabhupada is very, very deep, you know. He gives, you know, like just simplicity, but it's actually, it's a big message for them. So therefore he immediately introduces Radha Krishna in the Krishna book preface, but particularly teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He says, without Radha there's no meaning to Krishna, and without Krishna there's no meaning to Radha. Then another time, in relation to Lord Chaitanya, how do we say it? In 22nd Avenue, in the early days, in 1966 and 1967. So, generally Prabhupada rises early in the morning. But he's at that time rising early in the morning. You know, practically was from like about 1 o'clock in the morning. But then he knows, you know, I can't really tell them to get up early. So he comes down around about 5 o'clock, about 4:30. So, at that time, many of these New York people, he already had some initiated disciples like Garga Muni, Brahmananda, you know, Prabhu that time, and so forth, you know, Ketananda Prabhu, Satsuru, Prabhu that time, there was no sannyasis. So, at that time, you know, New York City is like the darkest of the darkest in terms of sense gratification. So at that time, people, you know, they sleep during the day, but they don't sleep in the night. They go, what do you call that, your nightclub also? Yeah. So they go to the nightclubs, they do so many things. Yeah. So at that time, people are coming out of the nightclubs. And some of them, they'll come past, you know, 22nd Avenue. They'll come past, like that. And they'll see, oh, there's some activity here. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning. So Prabhupada would come down. Later he introduced Mangalati at 4:30. So Prabhupada would come down and have a sense of Mangalati, because he didn't really fully introduce the morning program. Because if he fully introduces them and you tell them, they may not come so slowly, you know? Slowly, slowly. Yeah. So when he did that, so one girl, she probably 20s or something, I mean she was quite intoxicated, drunk or drugged or whatever. So she didn't know where she was walking. So she stumbled, you know, going past 22nd Avenue. Now the 22nd Avenue door is not locked. So she's stumbling and she's holding the, you know, like, you know, walking and, you know, trying to hold the, you know, pillars and the buildings, and sometimes she'll hold one door of the previous, you know, stores there, storefront, yeah. So she came to 22nd Avenue and she tried to like hold the door and go further. The door opened. She pushed it out, it was open. Huh? You know, and she didn't know where she was going. So the door opened, she went inside the door and she came to 22nd Avenue. They stumbled, went in. So then she saw her chanting, you know, Hare Krishna. She thought another nightclub, you know, like some, you know, drums there, kirtan is going on. So she came and she thought, you know, maybe, you know, I'll have to show them my dancing. She's intoxicated or maybe drunk. So she comes right in front. But Srila Prabhupada, when he's chanting, you know, Srila Prabhupada knows what he's seeing. So that, usually when he chants at 22nd Avenue in the morning, and he knows the, you know, the street people will come, so many people will come, he knows that. They'll just walk in. You know? But she walked and she didn't know where she walked. So Prabhupada was closing his eyes and he was intensely chanting Hare Krishna Kirtan. He wasn't looking in front, but she was right in front of Srila Prabhupada practically. And she was dancing in a, they use the word gyrating, you know, it's gyrating.
Huh?
Yeah, like, you know, they like dance in some wild place, you know, like nightclub or something. So she was doing that. The Prabhupada had his eyes closed. The Brahmananda, you know, is like, you know, Krishna's, you know, Prabhupada's, you know, like bodyguard in a way that, so Brahmananda, he doesn't know what to do, you know, because now if he catches her by the, I mean, he's a little built, you know, he catches her and he'll take, what if she starts screaming and Prabhupada opens his eyes and, you know, he's chanting. So she is dancing to the chanting of Srila Prabhupada. That's not ordinary. That's not like a regular kirtan leaders or something. This is Srila Prabhupada. And you know, Srila Prabhupada, you know, when he chants kirtan, it's going to penetrate. It's going to penetrate the consciousness. So Prabhupada, you know, and Prabhupada, like, closed eyes, very intense, and his brow, you know, like, good marks there, very intense. So Prabhupada is looking at Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is looking at this girl. Looking at Prabhupada, looking at this girl. Like that. So then Prabhupada, with his eyes closed, he turns around to Brahmananda without opening his eyes. Yeah. And he does like that. Don't do. Brahmananda got the message. So Prabhupada, you know, despite eyes closed, he said, don't do. Yeah. So the girl, while she was dancing, practically she became sobered up from her intoxicated or drug state. And she became sobered up, so the gyrating thing stopped a little bit, then she's like, okay, she's more conscious, where am I? You know, like, and then she's swaying this way, and then, oh, okay, she's behaving now. But she actually became purified, sobered up. Yeah. Then Prabhupada opened his eyes and he looked around and he looked at her, and then he brought the kirtan to a close. So he brought the kirtan to a close and then everyone sat down. So Prabhupada was saying, you know, I didn't know what to do next, because, you know, what if she does something a little bit more funny now, because now, like, she's sitting down. What if she goes to Prabhupada, touches him, you know, so. Brahman was ready to pounce, you know? So everyone sat down and she became completely like conscious, you know, where am I, how did I land inside here, you know? And, yeah, completely conscious, completely sober. Yeah. So Brahmananda is watching her, so Prabhupada, he looked at Brahmananda and he caught Brahmananda looking at her. Not in a bad way, but, you know, So Prabhupada asked in his accent, because he has, you know, like a sort of a deep accent in English. He asked, any question, any question? So she's asking, she looks at Brahman, and Brahman came close because in case something happened. So she says, oh, what is he saying? Because she couldn't understand Prabhupada's accent. And any question, you know, she couldn't get it. You know, the Americans, any question, you know, like that they say, but, you know, this is just like, what is he saying? So Brahmananda looked at her like very sternly. He is asking if you have any question.
you know, like in a New Yorker, you know, like heavyweight. And she smiled at Ramananda. Oh, you mean he wants me to ask a question? Prabhupada said the wrong thing. Because Prabhupada asked generally, I think, what would she ask something? And she asked a question. She looked at Srila Prabhupada, so Prabhupada looked at her. She said, can I dance with Krishna? Just see. And Prabhupada now, you know, some moment went past and she looks at him. Prabhupada said, yes. So after that, you know, Prabhupada went upstairs. He went upstairs and this girl left. Never to be seen again. Never to be. She was gone. Never to be seen again. Didn't come, didn't become initiated. Never to be seen again. So then I asked Brahmananda what happened. He said, I was shocked that she asked such a question, and I was shocked at Prabhupada's answer. I said, why were you shocked? He said, he benedicted her. He gave her the full mercy of the highest feature of our Krishna conscious goal, that we can go and dance with Krishna. He benedicted her. So when they went up to Srila Prabhupada's upstairs, then they started taking breakfast, and sometimes Prabhupada takes breakfast upstairs and they take after he takes. So Prabhupada noticed, you know, so Ramananda, is something there? Yeah. So he said, I can't believe that she asked this question. And you said immediately in one word, yes. He said, I've been serving you for over a year since I joined, and you know, I'm here helping you and so forth like that. But you never give us such benediction. Why? He's asking. Srila Prabhupada said, special prerogative. Like what Shama said, special prerogative. And then Srila Prabhupada told Ramananda, but you do not have to worry. You do not have to worry. So Garga Muni heard about this. Now that's Brahmananda's younger brother. So he went. He said, you told my brother, older brother, you know, he doesn't have to worry. Prabhupada, what about me? He said, are you attached to your brother? He said, because you're attached to your brother, you also don't have to worry. But Srila Prabhupada, we are rascals. Srila Prabhupada said, I know that very well. I know that very well. So then, how to understand this? How to understand this? I'll just conclude with that. How Srila Prabhupada is saying later on how to understand this. How? Very difficult. So in one a morning walk on January 4th, 1976 in Nello is part of Andhra Pradesh. You know, like you get Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh, you know, like you get Hyderabad, you know, all these places, right? So one city is there, small city called Nello. You heard, right? You know Nello? Nice city, we have it's called temple. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada was in Nello and he was doing his morning walk. So one of his disciples named Bhava Bhuti Prabhu. Yeah. So on the walk, Bhava Bhuti asked Srila Prabhupada, can I ask you a question? Srila Prabhupada said, yes. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, they said that if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Krishna consciousness in the Western countries, why didn't he go there himself? Because he's Krishna himself, so why didn't he go there himself if he wanted to spread Krishna consciousness? So he's saying, they said, there's like some history before that. You know, others are saying, it's Prabhupada, he couldn't really do it, you know. They said, why didn't he do it himself? Then Srila Prabhupada answered, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the credit for me. So the other devotees on the morning walk, immediately, you know, they all cheered, you know, together. Say, Jai, Haribol, say, Jai, Haribol.
Yeah.
Then immediately Srila Prabhupada checked himself. Because, you know, he said, this is an intimate thing, you know, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the credit for no one else, for Srila Prabhupada. That's the connection of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah. Then Srila Prabhupada said, and you should know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loves his devotee more than himself. And Srila Prabhupada realized, I shouldn't have said that, because he's meaning himself. No. Then he said, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loves the devotees more than himself. But he had to check himself. Yeah. So you'll find like this in the intimate exchange with Srila Prabhupada, you know, if he knows that he can trust you, you have affection for him and you surrender to him, he exchanges things like that in relation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and himself. This conversation is there, you can read it. In Nellore, in January 4th, 1976. Okay. Like this, every day I'll explain about the Panchatattva in relation to Srila Prabhupada. Okay. We'll leave some time for questions. We have about 15 minutes or so till 9 o'clock. Anyone? Why, Umapati Prabhu would like to share with us anything?
Is it too high? I'm trying to understand.
Give him microphone, he's speaking something.
I don't.
The more higher it is, the more simple it is. The more? Nobody made the comment, this is too high, I don't understand.
No, I'm trying to understand.
So now he's just changing it. Now he's saying, I'm trying to understand. But he understands. The underlying principle of what I discussed is that the more higher it gets, the more simple it gets. The more simple it is. That's about it. Anything else you'd like to tell us? Alright, any other comments or questions? Anyone? What's your question? Yeah, in the back, behind you.
Thank you, Prabhu. Because you said some time ago that...
No, that doesn't work.
It's okay. Without Radhana...
Instead.
There is no reason for Krishna. And without Krishna, there is no... proper understanding of Radharani, meaning man and wife should go together, because if you are a priest without
a wife,
I won't be having so many meaning in my congregation, so I have to be a priest with the wife in my congregation, so I have
meaning
can be said.
Okay. Now let me ask you a question.
Yes.
For how long your wife will be your wife?
When I die.
For how long the Radharani is with Krishna?
Forever.
Ah, that is big difference, right? Yeah. So you should know and you should repeat after me. that Radha Krishna are one supreme soul in two forms. Repeat.
Radha Krishna is one supreme soul in two forms.
Yes, good. But you and your wife.
But when we are wedding, we are.
No. What's his name?
George.
Hey, George. You should know that the wedding is also temporary. Wedding in Krishna consciousness means to purify, not to renew your marriage license. There's no renewal of marriage. Only once finished. No renewal. Got it? So marriage means to purify the tendency to be involved in sex gratification of the material. So you never should ever, never ever compare male and female in the material world with Radha Krishna. Because Radha Krishna are not male and not female. It's the energy and the energetic. It's a little different. But the more you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the more this will be realized in the consciousness and in the heart. Is that okay? Thank you, George. Nice question, yeah? Anyone else have a question? What did he say?
Blank.
What did he say?
He's blank today. Today he's completely blank.
What do you mean by blank?
I don't have a question.
So why you touched your head? I mean, like, why is it?
It
comes from there. No, a question should never come from there. Because there's nothing there. The only thing there that Prabhupada said is cow dung. So cow dung brain. We should know there means we don't have any intelligence. We do not have. So when we replace our own stupid rascal intelligence with Krishna's intelligence, nice verse, Tesha Satata Yuktanam Vajate Iti Purvakam Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayantiti. So when we replace our rascal intelligence with Krishna's intelligence, then Krishna shows us the way by giving us his intelligence to come to him. Tadami the Buddhi Yogam Tam Yanamam Upayanti. Nice question you asked, that you blank. So blank means there's no more brain. So then you cannot fill it with Krishna's intelligence, which is the instructions in the Bhagavad Gita. Omapati, you are Shiksha Guru, right? He's quoting you.
They are acting like my
gurus. They are acting like that. Okay, children, any question? Any comments? You want to say anything? Say anything?
They were very peaceful, that
one. Peaceful, okay. So we bless them to dance with Krishna.
Tomorrow again same time.
Yes. So we'll end on time and then. Is there some prasad for them? Where?
Downstairs.
All regular prasad.
Yeah.
Like next level. Next. Not on the ground floor. So we'll meet again tomorrow with Srila Prabhupada and Nityananda. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki
jai.
Ānanta Koṭi Vaiṣṇava vṛnda ki jai.